I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his ex never really believed there was anything paranormal going on in their apartment until he finally experienced it, too.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. And of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want access to all of the bonus material, we got it for you. Check it out on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel right there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Joni and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. Have we done an episode since Halloween? I don't think we have, like, recorded an episode.
No. That was last week.
Yeah. How was the trick-or-treaters?
No, I have not done it. Well, so I bought some candy. Mm-hmm. And I got home, I think I went to the gym, then I got home and I had to take my cute little adorable new dog out for a walk. Mm-hmm. So I actually put candy in my pockets in case I ran across any trick-or-treaters.
So you would just randomly give children candy as you walked down the road.
That's what I thought.
That's not weird or anything.
I don't know, this is a little bit backwards, but I'm not going to be at my home right now because I really need to walk my dog. So I saw two.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, you guys trick-or-treating. And they're like, yeah. And then they get closer to me because it was dark. They did not have any costumes on. They're just high school kids out getting candy. So that was it. And so I got home and I never had one at my house. So I ended up, I got what I like. I got Reese's. So I ended up eating all of them.
You ended up eating all of the Halloween candy you got.
Yeah. Well, except for the little bit I gave those two girls. But I ate it all.
Well, there you go.
But it's taken me a week. I have one piece left. But, you know, I'm like, if I'm going to get stuck with it, I'm going to make it like gift to me every day till it's gone. And that's what I've been doing.
Wow.
More than one piece a day. But that was all I had. What about you guys? Because that's a new neighborhood.
Yeah, we had quite a few. I got the candy bar. We got full-size candy bars this year. And we had probably, I don't know, I think I probably had about 150 candy bars or so. And I think we probably ended up with about maybe 50 left by the end of the night. So.
Oh, I kind of thought maybe it would get around the neighborhood. So I remember when I was a kid, if you went to somebody's house and they were giving away the good stuff, you'd run into somebody else and be like, hey, did you go to that house? Because they got really good stuff. And then there'd be a run on that house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't get that. We didn't have a run on the house, but we did hand out a lot of candy. And the children were a little bit freaked out, you know, coming up to the door. We had all the creepy stuff there. So there was a couple, you know, hesitancy, but we handed it out. Like our door opens and it's kind of like a metal, bars, if you will. It's a big old door. So we're handing it out through the bars. So it was kind of made even a little creepier. But
oh my God, I love that. And Harper, did she have a good Halloween? Did she get a lot of candy?
Yeah, she went out with a friend and got all sorts of candy and had a good time. It was the first time I didn't go and walk with her. She went with friends. So
and how was that on you?
Was that hard? I enjoyed the evening. I don't know. I mean, a little bit. She's just grown up so much in the last couple of years or even in the last year, really. So it was different, but it was good. I'm glad she had a good time. She came back super happy.
She was so excited about it.
She got a lot of candy. So it worked out. It worked out well. Couldn't find my Halloween bag that I normally she trick or treats with. And it was my costume when I was like one. It's in a box somewhere. It's just one of those things that has not like come to light yet in our move, but she had a big old pillow sack that worked good. So she stocked up well.
Because when you move, you get all the important stuff out and all those memento-y childhood things, they just get pushed aside. It's like, we don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's somewhere. It's like a treasured item of mine. It's like, it's probably in a storm room or something, but I will, one day it will make an appearance again. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And let's go to that very first story of the day. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hello, Tony, Harper, Carol, Kathy, Todd. This is Derek from Cleveland. It's been a while. I wanted to call in another story for you guys, and it's October of 2023, and I was like, you know, what better time? And I also told my friend, hello, Ashley Reilly. She listens to your show. I said that I would call in a story, and a specific one, because she wanted to hear it. She doesn't want me to tell her in real life. She wants to hear it on here. So it's like, okay. So years ago, like circa 2001, 2002, somewhere around there, I'm single now, one of the changes I've gone through, but my ex-husband, our cousin and her ex-boyfriend used to live in a house, and it's the largest historical district, I believe, in the United States. It's called the Old West End. So the four of us used to rent a house way back in the day out there. That's in Toledo, Ohio. And that whole district, like, there's all kinds of stories about different places around there being haunted. A lot of Victorian mansions and everything like that. And when we rented our house, first thing that was weird, the landlord gave us a key, and we could only get in and out of the back door, and we could only lock and unlock the bottom lock on the back door. Didn't have the key to the top lock. The only way you could lock it is if you were inside, and then if everybody was gone, there was no way to lock that top lock. Well, one day we are all at work, and we come back home and realize we can't get in. Put the key in, turn it, something's wrong. The bottom lock won't let us in. And then we deduce that, oh, that top lock is locked. All four of us are gone. There was no way to do that. So we call our landlord, and he was kind of a mean person to begin with, but he comes out there and he's like, I told you guys not to lock the top lock. And we're like, Eric, we don't have the key. There's no way for us to lock the top lock. So that was the first thing we noticed, but we didn't, you know, I think that was before we kind of realized something was going on. Cut to not long after, what starts to manifest, and the house was not like, it didn't look old. He had replaced a lot of things in it. So like kitchen, outside, you know, things look new in the house. Well, the stove, which was a newer gas stove at that, when you would go to turn the knob, it would start clicking to indicate that there was intent to, you know, start a burner, but you would have to push in the burner and turn it for the fire to actually come on. out of nowhere, sometimes it would just start clicking on its own. Nobody near the kitchen, nothing. So, you know, you go fiddle with it and turn it off. You know, initially we were probably like, well, that's weird. Something's wrong with the stove. Until when we would have house arguments and we would start to get, because it happened a few times while we were there, tensions rise. You know how that goes. We would have house arguments, excuse me. And when our voices would start to raise and we would start screaming at each other, that thing would click incessantly and not stop no matter what we did with it. Normally you just turn it back to off and it would stop. No matter what we did, if we were yelling, it would not stop. It would just click, click, and it would go faster the more we started yelling, which was weird because it normally just did a click, click, click. But when we were screaming, it was click, 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 click. Like the cadence went up, and I'm like, that's weird. So, and when we would, you know, lower our voices, we were cool. Like it would stop on its own. So the thing that really creeped me out, me and the cousin, Melanie, the thing that really creeped us out was at random times in the night, like sometimes 2 a.m., sometimes 3 a.m., but never both of us at the same time, one or the other of us would wake up in the middle of the night to the stove clicking and have to go down and turn it off. And it was so creepy because, like, when it happened to me, I would stand in the hallway sometimes and wait and hope Melanie would hear it so I didn't have to go downstairs by myself. But it never happened that way. And nobody else woke up. So neither my ex-husband nor her ex-boyfriend, neither of them ever heard it. They never happened to them. So I would never wake her up, and she would never want to wake me up because we both had to work the next day. So we'd go down by ourselves and do it. That happened for most of the time that we lived there after the whole clicking started. The last night that we are living in this house, about to move out the next day, I wake up like 2 a.m. and I'm thinking to myself, really? Because I'm about to be done with this. And I have this the last night. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. And in my mind, I thought, what if it wants to show itself to me now that it knows I'm leaving? So I'm freaked out. I stand in the hallway for like a good 15 minutes while the stove is clicking, hoping Melanie hears it. Again, she did not hear it. So I was like, oh my God, I got to go down and do this alone. So I go down the stairs and I'm kind of preparing myself because I'm like, if I see something, I'll probably freak out. Mind you, that whole thing in the football field from one of my previous entries had already happened. I could placate myself. I'm like, we can get through this, but it'll be horrifying. Round the corner and nothing, but it's clicking. So, you know, I play with it. I stop it and I got to play with it a little bit extra longer, a little bit longer than I would normally have to. So once I get it to go off, I round the corners. I start to go up the stairs. It clicks. Like, I take 2 steps, it goes click, click, I stop, it stops. I start to go up the stairs another couple steps, it goes click, click, I stop, it stops. And I was like, no, not tonight. And I go back down, I start messing with it again, I get the clicking to come on manually on my own, and I turn it back off by myself. I get all the way up the stairs, I get in the bed, I lay my head down. As soon as my head hits the pillow, it goes click, click. I sit up. And it stops, and it stayed stopped for the rest of the night. But I felt like it was messing with me the entire time. And I was so freaked out and so glad I was leaving the next day. So my ex-husband, the next day we get all our stuff out. And he has had paranormal experiences before, but he is also like, he's trying to find like a natural explanation. Same thing I do, but he never really took stock in the whole thing with me and Melanie waking up in the middle of the night because it never happened to him. Like he was always like, well, he was like, yeah, but you know, it could just be something with the stove. It's, you know, it's weird. Like he always had a way to explain it away. And Melanie and I were like, no, it's more than that. It's got. So he goes in the house because he forgot something. And I stayed in the car. House is empty. Melanie's gone. Ex-boyfriend's gone. Just me and him. He goes in the house to get what he forgot. And like maybe 2 minutes later, he comes out damn near in a full sprint and slams the door behind him and is locking it, gets in the car and has to catch his breath. And I was like, are you okay? And he was like, okay. He's like, I get it. I get now what you and Melanie were talking about. And I was like, what happened? So he said he goes in and nothing like extreme happened, but he said he felt like something wanted him out. He heard a door slam somewhere, so I guess that's kind of something, but something wanted him out. So when he got what he left, he said as he's trying to leave, he felt like something was chasing him out of that house. And that's why he came out and like damn near lost his breath, because he could feel something saying, you don't want to live here anymore. Get the fuck out. So after that, he was like, okay, I get it. I see what you guys are so freaked out about. And I'm like, well, finally, but you know, too little too late. Bonus thing, something that he, Melanie, and I, all three of us experienced at once. This was sometime in the middle of living there. It was a game that was very popular at the time called The Sims Online. And you would play The Sims, but just with other people across the world. So the one day we woke up, it was a Saturday. It was like 8 a.m. And we were like, hey, how about we play for like 20 minutes, level up our characters, and then go get breakfast? And we were like, yeah, good idea. So we all get on our computers. It is literally like 8 a.m. And we start leveling up our characters. Excuse me. And I am a gamer. I have lost like, you know, a few hours before to where it's like, ooh, it was noon. Now it's 3. I should probably go do something. I swear to you, only an hour went by and I look up and it is dark outside. And when I checked the time, it was after 8 p.m. And I was like, guys, I was like, it's dark outside. And they were like, no, we just got on this. And I was like, yeah, we literally just got on this. I've never had a time slip like that where I lose 12 hours in the blink of an eye like that, especially when I'm hungry. And it was like my hunger never advanced, nothing. And I've been gaming since 1985, probably before that. So I've lost some time, but never like that. And at the time, I didn't equate it to anything, but like looking back, I'm like, I wonder if there was like some kind of supernatural interference with that, because it was the weirdest time slip I've ever had in my life. That is what happened to me and us in the old West End in Toledo, Ohio. Hope you can use it. Love the show. Yada, yada, yada. All the same that I always say, but I really enjoy you guys and I'll keep listening.
What a freaky story where you lose time like that. That would be.
How does that happen? Know. Like, I get, you know, you get wrapped up in something, but normally you'd be like.
To be that
aware
much.
Aware of it to some extent. Maybe, you know, an hour goes by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like, he's like, and when you're hungry.
I know.
That's just weird. I don't understand that.
That's quite a time slip right there. I don't know any other way. I mean, I don't know. I do not know. I've never had one that long. I've had it where like, wow, that hour went by real quick or something, but like
yeah,
6 hours.
Sometimes you get wrapped up in something, but not that. Like to go, oh my God, it's dark.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, it's dark.
That is creepy. Thank you
and
for
the whole thing about real quick, the whole thing about that stove, that almost seemed like it was something, you know, turning on, off, click, 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 click. Like almost, you know, reacted to him or to his roommate. Like nobody else could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he goes down it and doesn't want to go down and check on it.
Yeah.
Afraid of what he'd see, goes back to bed, hears it, sits up, it stops, lays down, it starts.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's creepy. So creepy. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. If you want to get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, and get access to that in our special channel on Apple Podcasts Premium there. Go check that out. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. We greatly appreciate your support. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.